Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
It's the season 6 debut of the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. I'm Tyler Glenn, and coming up on the show today, the Air Canada strike. Like 10,000 could be going on strike as early as Saturday, how that could be affecting your plans. Also, the international travel this summer for Canadians. Most Canadians not going south to the United States. So what countries are we visiting? Where around the world are we going to? A lot of Europe, actually. When it comes to international travel, we'll take a look at some of the countries that Canadians... Also, it's the halfway point of summer vacation. Actually, the halfway point of summer vacation for kids out of school was August the 1st. And so with us passing the halfway point, we're going to talk a bit about what has been awesome so far this summer. What's going on with movies? The box office numbers are in from the weekend. And boy, people would rather be, in 2025, they would rather be scared than laugh. Now, reviews are in for the new Naked Gun movie, and apparently it's actually very funny. But horror movies, scary movies, thrillers continue to dominate the box office. And you know what I have coming up on the show later? I came across, yesterday, an article that reads like this, and this is going to get a lot of people's attention, even though we've got one coming to the west side of Winnipeg. The headline reads like this. Got my attention. I know it'll probably get your attention, too. Want a Costco? The secret to suggesting a new location and actually getting one. Oh, talk about breaking the internet for season 6. If you need something fast, delicious, and affordable for dinner, everyone is loving the new $8.99 dinner deals from 5 to 11. Your choice of a main, side, and a drink. Your mains include loaded wraps, a flat pizza, a supreme stack, or classic wraps. With loaded bowls available for just a dollar more. Choose from sides like garlic bread, a 4-pack of tin bits, classic or specialty donuts, or classic cookies, and of course, your choice of beverage, and that includes your coffee, hot or cold tea, 2 espresso drinks, lemonade, sparkling quenchers, all this for $8.99. Now, again, it is from 5 until 11. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Maybe you saw my post before we took off on our holidays on Friday. Got my oil changed, and they found a small leak in one of my tires. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding. We're hitting the road tonight. Quick and easy. It was a bead leak. Sometimes these happen, and they were able to fix it and get me on my way lickety-split. Absolutely awesome. The trusted service of Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue, where every time you do get an oil change, we get an oil change. They make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. Auto Fashion in Brandon, they're coming from far and wide, from pesky dents to dazzling showroom shine. Auto Fashion has you covered inside and out. MPI accredited for hail damage. They also handle SGI claims with ease. Whether you need expert dent repair, sleek window tinting, thorough interior and exterior detailing, long-lasting ceramic coating and paint protection. They've got it all for you. Check them out at autofashion.ca and 255 17th Street North, just behind Lee's Buffet. Your car deserves the best. First, from the travel section, if you or someone you know is going to be flying into Calgary today, you may be delayed a little bit. There's going to be some protests and stuff. Air Canada flight attendants are picketing 4 major airports on what they're calling a national day of action. The Air Canada flight attendants are looking to go on strike. Could be 10,000 of them as early as Saturday. The Canadian Union of Public Employees say demonstrations are expected in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary. It'll take place at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. That's noon Central Time. Raising awareness about what they call poverty wages for their employees is what they say. Something to just keep an eye on. We're obviously keeping an eye on that, too, because lots of people like to fly Air Canada. We have chocolate and vanilla, basically 2-3 airlines in this country, major ones anyway. And so everybody will be moving on over to WestJet. They have labor issues. Everyone shuffles on over to Air Canada. They have labor problems. We shuffle on over back to WestJet. Shuffle back and forth. Shuffle to the left and shuffle to the right. Shuffle to the left and shuffle to the right. A few Sunseekers are stateside. We had somebody who's at Yellowstone Park. Was that Chris? It's fantastic. Some have made the trek, but most Canadians are not. They are doing their international travel in countries other than the United States. Travel spending to Buenos Aires, Argentina is up 148%. Never thought of going there. Argentina. 137% went to Osaka, Japan. That's an increase, sorry, of 137%. Copenhagen, Denmark. Aruba saw a 71% jump in travel, as did Lisbon, Portugal. Meanwhile, Prague, Czech Republic saw an increase of 38%. Barcelona, Spain is up. Dublin, Ireland, Cape Town, South Africa, all up. And apparently Japan is a big one. It's where we feel safe and welcome. Well, for what it's worth, I felt safe my time away and felt more than welcome. In fact, again, there is a charm offensive happening right now. And for those in the know, south of the border, they are full aware that there could be some Canadians coming to visit that a little bit concerned about things like safety and how they will be received. People locally can appreciate this. Imagine the keg and Houston's Country Roadhouse had a baby, and the dad is Houston. So there's much more Houston's feel to it than keg, but the food quality is fantastic. Cindy loves the buns. I love the meat. And the last time I was here, I had the 20-ouncer, and I didn't walk for a week. So I downsized to the 16-ouncer. Still too much meat. I don't know. That's a lot. That's a full 1 pound of meat, man. That is a lot of meat. But anyway, $23. So that comes out to like just under $30 for this beautiful steak. Texas Roadhouse is my favorite restaurant. And you're not alone, Chris. It's the number one restaurant, sit-down restaurant in America. Then, of course, we had to go to the number one fast food chain in America, which is Chick-fil-A. Twice. No, three times we did Chick-fil-A. Still awesome. But you can't beat this. You can't beat this steakhouse. So I was telling you about my 16-ouncer, the 1 pound. This is the Big Texan Steak Ranch and Brewery in Amarillo, Texas. They have a challenge at this restaurant called the 72-ounce challenge. This is insanity right here. Take a look at the size of this 72-ouncer. That's 4 pounds of beef. Does it come with a shot of corn oil and Metamucil afterwards? You get some deep-fried shrimp. I think a half of the, oh, you see them there. A bun, a roll. Yeah, I'm not having that bun. I'm not eating anything else. When I had my 16-ounce, that I was so full. There's no way you could even eat this. And a little kid is there. Two little kids. Look at all the people trying to take this down. That is a ton of meat, man. The buns gotta be Kuiper's. That's right. Of course, sponsors on the show, the Kuiper's Family Bakery, the best in the business. Your neighborhood go-to for irresistible handcrafted baking. Craving delicious baked goods made the way they've been for generations? Well, you gotta visit Kuiper's Family Bakery. Local, family-owned gem full of tradition and heart, from buttery pastries and sweet treats to hearty handcrafted breads. Every bite tastes like home. Support your community and enjoy the warm flavors of tradition baked into every bite at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Treat yourself today. You deserve it. Find them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At App Law Office, building lasting relationships is at the core of everything they do. They specialize in real estate, corporate, and estate law, and they take pride in being your trusted legal advisors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, handling business matters, or planning your estate, their experienced team provides expert guidance and personalized service every step of the way. Clients choose App Law Office for their integrity, their dedication, and commitment to making the legal process smooth and stress-free. So visit them today at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. The Swipe and Save sale continues, giving you up to 50% off amazing deals on select sofas and beds, up to 40% off select mattresses, up to 20% off select dining sets, and up to $500 off L2 appliances and select TVs. But it is a limited time sale. Check out the flyer at leons.ca. Leons.ca. Check out the flyer. See what they have got going on at Leons. You just can't beat breast milk ice cream. Now, don't knock it till you try it. Come on now. Now, it is creamy. It is delicious. Now, I don't know if we'll have it on a Taste of Tuesday, but I can tell you firsthand that once you've had breast milk ice cream, there's no going back. Oh, you thought that you had tasted good dairy. Oh, no. You need to taste good dairy from, oh my. It's the hottest treat of the summer, ladies and gentlemen. The hottest treat of the summer is breast milk ice cream. And it's taking the internet by storm. Now, it's just spoiler alert. It's not made from human milk, but it's meant to mimic the flavors and nutritional value of actual breast milk. Okay, no. Okay, don't get sick. Don't complain. Don't send me emails. This is some clever marketing. Let's just give kudos here. Thank you, Jody, on Facebook. I threw up a bit. Let's just, it's a booby trap. Oh, that is awesome. Man, tastes sweet, nutty with a hint of salt. Oh, yay, caramba. Somebody who doesn't have the audio on for the show today is just like watching the videos thinking, what in the hell is Tyler talking about here? Now, August is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, so it's lightly sweet, a little salty, hints of honey, and a dash of colostrum. Apparently, it is an ingredient found in human breast milk. Oh, my God. I would say I'd try that. Would you try this? Would you try? I'd try anything. I think if it's safe for human consumption, of course I can do this because the breast milk ice cream is only available in New York. It's taken over the internet. People are going to, you can get anything on the internet. Frida is the brand. Breast milk ice cream. People are going crazy on the internet. And of course, it's because it gets all kinds of reaction like we're getting in chat with the green face and the yellow face of bleh. There are 900 Costco warehouses worldwide, 600 of which are in the United States. And the other 100 are in Winnipeg. Actually, Winnipeg's going to have 5. Well, how do we get one in Brandon? How do we get one in a small center? You know, we had one of the Sunseekers say that, there was Quentin, said that he was in Medicine Hat, got his bullet bourbon at the Costco in Medicine Hat. We got people, the Sunseekers will hit and buy some liquor at the Costco in Regina. But Medicine Hat is smaller than Regina. In fact, Medicine Hat would probably be a lot closer in population to Brandon than Regina would be. So, how do we do this? To petition Costco for a new store, they have a feedback feature on the company's website at Costco.com. You can recommend a new location through the mobile app, on an iPhone. But how do they decide where they're going to put a new Costco? The biggest consideration is local infrastructure and the availability and accessibility of land. A lot of people have been saying that, well, it's the population of the area. Now, that does factor into whether a Costco would come to your area or not. But you have to understand, and if you've driven to Winnipeg lately and you've driven past the construction site where they're building one at Headingley, you can see firsthand that there is a lot of plumbing that has to go in. There's the infrastructure is like the plumbing, the electrical, all the stuff you need to run a warehouse that is running literally hundreds of coolers and lights and electronic devices. It's huge. Like the Costco warehouses are kind of their own, almost like a shopping mall. I would think that they'd be on par with a shopping center for what they would need for infrastructure. So that is super important. They need a huge amount of land. So you need somebody willing to sell a massive parcel of land near an urban area. Now, that sounds easy. And you say to yourself, well, I'm in Brandon and there's lots of land around. But Quentin would know firsthand that a giant parcel of land close to a city is worth a fortune. And it has nothing to do with retail and has everything to do with housing. Because developers can make more money by taking a huge parcel of land, chopping it up, it's called subdividing, and then building houses on it. So the warehouse is 140,000 square feet, the largest location of Costco, which wouldn't be ours, but just for trivia purposes, spans 235,000 square feet. Now, the smallest Costco in North America is in Juneau, Alaska, and it's 76,000 square feet. I want to know what that, I'm just asking AI, what buildings in Brandon, Manitoba would be roughly 76,000 square feet? So, and this is what AI has said to me. This just gives you a comparison to the amount of land, because everyone thinks, you just put a store. The smallest Costco in North America needs the equivalent of the Brandon Regional Health Center for land. Brandon University, Coke Fertilizer. They need a lot of land and they need a lot of infrastructure. That's the smallest, which we would probably be in line for. So anyway, you can go to their website. You can put in the recommendation if you want, but it is really about the size of the land that they can put it on, the infrastructure available to them, and the competition. We're at the halfway point of summer, and what has been the highlight for you so far? Ryan says Vegas. Cindy says family time. Tracy's was at Fort Garry with her six-year-old. Had some fun there. Kathy said I was at a Coldplay concert in Denver. Kathy, are you the HR director? You weren't there with your boss, were you? Kathy, were you a Coldplay? Kathy, we have a Sunseeker that was at a Coldplay concert. What? Lisa volunteered at the Western Canadian Nationals car show. How was that? Was that a good time? Was the car show a good time? That happened while we were on break. There's big buildup for that. Lisa said she had a good time. Then she went over to Edmonton for a little while. Janine is getting ready to sell her house. Cash in on this hot housing market. MJ is excited that there's going to be a Costco at Headingley because you can fly in and get out of there without going into the city. If they built a parking structure, they wouldn't need so much land. Build up. Well, Cindy, go to Costco.com and tell them that. Vicky says, Katy Perry concert with daughter and grandkids. I have boycotted Katy Perry because I don't like her taste in men. We're not allowed to talk about Katy Perry on this show anymore. Katy Perry doesn't exist anymore. I'm mad at Katy. Corey says that he won this. That's been the highlight of his summer so far. The Manitoba Threshermen's Reunion and Stampede. Threshing champion. Corey, how did you win this? How do you thresh? Do you thresh and you thrash? You're separating grain from a harvested crop. I should have known that. You cut and bundle stalks of grain using a threshing tool or machine. Beat the bundles against a hard surface. What? Beating I beat the bundles. Beat the bundles. Or rub your stalks to loosen the grain. I don't know about this. First you're telling me to beat my bundles and then rub my stalks? I don't know. My bundling and threshing and thrashing and rubbing the stalks. It sounds like a Harlequin romance novel that I shouldn't be reading. Sharon was out in Newfoundland, out on the rock. Look at this. This was just before they had to call 911 because they were lost. Let's take a picture. Oh, shit. Where are we? There's an arrow. Yeah, but someone screwed with the sign. That arrow goes into the ocean. So can anybody help us? We're lost. No, I don't think they got lost. If you're going on a road trip and you want a new set of wheels and you don't want to have to stop at the gas station, you want to stop and maybe just get a quick charge, then you might be looking for an EV. If you're in the market for an electric vehicle, please remember my friends at Westman's number one EV dealership. That's Murray GM in Brandon. They have an impressive lineup, including the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, and the Hummer, and they'll help you find the perfect electric vehicle to match your lifestyle. Save big on fuel costs. Take advantage of tax incentives. Enjoy lower maintenance. With no oil changes and fewer moving parts. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At Headley's Health Hut, we are just 2 days away from Win Back Wednesday. It's already the second Wednesday of the month, and you know what that means. You can win up to $500 in your purchases that were made cash or check. That's incredible. Your nutritional products, and you decide to do it on Wednesday. Perfect day to do it, because Win Back Wednesday, they call you up and say, oh, by the way, we have a check waiting for you. Come and pick up your check. You're thinking, what? It's a great deal. Open weekdays 9:30 till 6. Randy and Michelle and your local family-run team offer Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, local products, sugar-free snacks, gluten-free meals and desserts from Ida's Catering and more. And time is running out to get your tickets for the big event this summer at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Dinner and a show. Lost. The big musical is coming to the Elkhorn Resort August 16th. That's Saturday. Delicious food, captivating entertainment. The 45th annual Sask Express Summer Tour makes a stop at the Elkhorn. So you get a beautiful dinner and a show for around $90. Now, if you want to just do the show, your ticket will cost you around $30. This is a one-night-only event. Call 848-2802. That's 848-2802 to get your tickets. Check out elkhornresort.mb.ca. So women are ordering takeout using guys' names. I thought this was kind of weird till I did some digging and found out why they're doing such a thing. And apparently, this is an internet trend. It happened with a few young ladies who initially did it for safety reasons. They wanted to make sure that, you know, if a guy is showing up at the house with a bag of food, that they thought that they were serving another guy and not a woman, and they felt safer doing that. But then something rather interesting happened. Emily Joy Lemus placed an identical order at different Chipotle locations under male and female names. She did this after she realized that due to safety concerns, she was ordering using a man's name and realized that when the food showed up, she was getting larger portions. And so women are sharing this as a hack. Current and former Chipotle employees and other restaurant workers weighed in on the debate, saying they doubt men are intentionally being served more food. Murph says no one cares whether it's a man or a woman and nothing is physically weighed, so there's always going to be some slight variation. Amy says, I'm a Chipotle GM. We don't even look at the names. There's no time for that. But, or someone said in the comments, could it be an unconscious bias? Well, just like everything on TikTok, it goes viral pretty damn fast. And women are now just, you know, they're using guys' names. See if they can get some more food. And hey, listen, we're all looking for more food. This was sad news. Happened while I was away. I'm late to the party on this, but we've seen another retail establishment close down. And this time around, it's Claire's. I don't know where I'm going to get my earrings anymore, but they'll move from buy three, get three free to buy 12, get 12 free. There won't be much left. Buy one store, get one store free. There is one segment of retail that is doing incredibly well, and that is your Dollar Tree, your Dollarama, your dollar store. And then the worst thing you can buy at a dollar store, you want to take a guess? TP, apparently.
So this, for example, right? On the surface, it looks amazing. 12 rolls, 1,000 sheets of toilet paper. Unbelievable. We went on Amazon. The cheapest we could find was $13 for just 350 sheets. So you're getting almost three times more sheets. That was $13. Look at them. This was $8.75.
What a deal.
Cheaper, more sheets. Unbelievable deal here at the dollar store. No. Because when you look closer, come on in, it's one ply. Do you know what one ply means? One ply means it hurts. Really hurts. So if you're going to buy stuff here, please make sure that it's two ply for the sake of your guests. Even Scott, even the brand name here, I actually didn't even notice. Look at this is also one ply. So make sure you're buying two ply.
It's easy to remember. One ply, you're going to cry. Two ply, you're fly. One ply, you're going to cry. It's time for the moment of truth. Oh my God, we need a bidet. I need a garden hose. Grab me a garden hose. It's not taking anything off. Oh my God. It hurts so bad. Get ready this Halloween for the ultimate rock and roll tribute as Hairball's 25th anniversary tour hits Skydancer on Halloween, October the 31st, complete with makeup and more. These guys are legendary. 25 years they've been doing Kiss, Van Halen, Aerosmith, AC/DC in full costume, and they do it all. Plus, they bring their pyrotechnics, too. It's a 21-plus event. Unlike the other shows where they give the wristbands, though, this is strictly a 21-plus event. And it is Halloween. It's going to be fun. Tickets are $50 now, but jump to $65 after October the 1st. And don't forget about the legendary Tracy Byrd, Saturday, November 15th at Skydancer Casino, skydancercasino.com, where the sky's the limit. You have a chance to win $1,000 just by tapping your Sunrise Credit Union member card. Tap into your local summer from now until August the 31st for a chance to win a $1,000 prize from the Canadian Credit Union Association. Every approved in-person debit transaction at a Canadian point-of-sale terminal counts as one entry. Prizes will be drawn on Halloween. Also, from now until October 4th, approved Sunrise Credit Union ag loans and ag mortgages will be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for more. And we're into the final days of the contest for co-ops of Westman. I believe it ends this week, might even be on Wednesday, where you can win that $50,000 grand prize with the Find Your Summer Sweepstakes. Yes, August the 13th, which is Wednesday. Every $50 spent at the co-op gas bar, food store, or home center is one entry to win big. That draw is coming up fast. You only have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday left to win $50,000 free groceries or gas for a year, and a host of other prizes with co-ops of Westman. You're at home here at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Movies at the box office. Do we not want to laugh anymore? What the hell is going on here? The Naked Gun movie comes out. I thought this was going to be a huge comedic hit, and it's been okay. It came in at number 5 this past weekend, took in $8 million. The Bad Guys 2, it's an animated movie, came in 4th place at $10 million. The Fantastic Four, $15 million, and Freakier Friday came in 2nd place. That's the new Lindsay Lohan movie. It's a remake, $29 million. What was number 1? Something called Weapons.
Oh, yeah. This is a true story that happened in my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why? Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
I don't understand at all. Why just her classroom? Why only hers?
Children,
we have a lot of emotional parents here. I think it's best if you keep some distance from this place.
Oh my God. Wait, there's kids. They all have their heads down. Oh my.
Matthew, where are you? Where did you go?
This is where the story really starts.
What the hell kind of junk is that? Junk. When you've got good shows like Happy Gilmore to watch, what the hell do you need with that? Why do you want the shit scared? What is happening to us? What? I'm serious right now. What is happening to the mush that's between our ears, inside, right in here, that we would rather go and get the shit scared out of us than piss our pants laughing? I don't understand that. That gives me no hope for the future. Cindy says she's pissed off at hubby. He watched Happy Gilmore 2 without me. He couldn't wait anymore. Actually, we didn't wait for Libby either. She's pissed at me because and she's a super huge Adam Sandler fan, so I'm kind of in the doghouse. I know. I offered to watch it with her a third time on the weekend. What's wrong with us? Oh, that looks good. I want to be so scared. Why do you want to be scared? If you want to be scared, put the news on. Put the news on. Pay attention to what the news is saying and then Google it or ask AI. More quiet. You want the shit scared out of you. Everyone just wants to have the crap scared out of them. I'd rather piss my pants. If I'm going to be soiling myself, I don't want crap. I want pee. That sounded pretty weird. But you know what I'm saying. rather be peeing instead of pooping. That also didn't sound right. I would rather be laughing instead of in terror. There we go. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We got to roll. Thank you, guys. We got to say goodbye. Oh, the morning has just whipped by. Season 6 is underway, and I thank you, Sunseekers. You have an amazing day, and we will do this again tomorrow. Happy Monday. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.